The Constitutional Review Implementation Committee says it is preparing to hold a referendum on the amendment to some entrenched clauses in the 1992 Constitution by the end of the year. Some of the proposed amendments relate to fundamental human rights and freedoms recommended by the Constitutional Review Commission for Constitutional Changes. The chairman of the committee, Professor Emmanuel Dankwa, made this known at a stakeholders' meeting in Accra. He also announced that the death penalty will be abolished in the amendment constitution. A report by Victoria Hadi.
The meeting, organized by the Department of Human Development of the National Catholic Secretariat, is to discuss how economic, social and cultural rights will feature in amendments to the 1992 Constitution. Professor Dankwa explained that there cannot be changes in the entrenched clauses unless a referendum is held. He said even though there has been changes in economic and social rights, nothing has been done to freedom to religious rights since there were no recommendations.
The membership of the independent electoral body is reduced to 3, except Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice. We have had to consider how a president should be sworn in, because there may be an occasion where it may not be so easy to go through the swearing process that we've been used to. Some appointments have been made by the president in consultation with the Council of State and with approval of Parliament. It is now required that at least majority of ministers must be appointed from Parliament.
The Executive Secretary of the Department of Human Development of the National Catholic Secretariat, Samuel Zan-Akologo, commended members of the Constitutional Review Implementation Committee for their dedication and hard work. He called on government to allocate an adequate budget for the committee to enable it to perform its duties or mandates without any challenge.
The budget should be adequate, but also expediting action on the disbursement of those resources. Now that we know that within this year, issues that do not require referendum will go to Parliament. We also do know that before the close of the year, there will be a referendum. And this is very useful information to the advocacy team. We would now be meeting to see how we re-strategize and work towards influencing the process more proactively.
Mr. Zan-Akologo also stressed the need for the inclusion of the right to health in a Bill of Rights of the Constitution.
Victoria had filed that report.